BP making some announcements concerning the disaster.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It reminds me of Urkel in that old sitcom on TV who says, "Did I do that?" BP is blaming a lot of people other than themselves. They released their report early this morning of their internal investigation of the disaster in the Gulf oil spill. And they say, quote, "It was not caused by any single factor. A, quote, sequence of failures involving a number of different parties." They point specifically to a bad cement job, and that's a code word for saying it's Halliburton's fault. They also say it's unlikely that the well design contributed to the incident, which, of course, is what they're responsible for. And then they also talk about something called shoe track barriers at the bottom of the well. So basically they're pointing their finger at Transocean and Halliburton. Of course, you would expect this. There are literally hundreds, and there will be thousands of lawsuits aggregating billions of dollars of all of this before it's over with. And yesterday morning, we talked about the fact that Mark Hurd, the guy who was forced out in a scandal as the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, had landed at Oracle. And then yesterday, the Hewlett-Packard files a lawsuit against Hurd in court in California, saying that he signed, as part of his $40 million exit package at Hewlett-Packard, he signed some confidentiality agreements. And it's kind of interesting that at the same time yesterday, unrelated to this, Oracle did some filings with the SEC, said that Mark Hurd's salary as co-president and a member of the board would be $950,000 a year, and he would be eligible for a bonus in 2011 of somewhere between $5 and $10 million. So, you know, I would let someone fire me for half of that, so that's really not a bad deal for Mark Hurd. We'll see what happens there. And the British right now might be saying the Americans are coming instead of the other way around. We saw several weeks ago that BP named an American as their new CEO, and now we're seeing that Barclays, the venerable bank in Great Britain, is appointing Robert Diamond Jr. as the CEO of that company. Now, he's been in charge of their investment banking arm for a number of years. Listeners may remember that when Lehman Brothers and lots of other things collapsed back in 2008, roughly 2 years ago, when everything was falling like dominoes, that Barclays is the company that bought the U.S. operations of Lehman Brothers, their investment banking division. So two huge, venerable British companies now being run by Americans. And one of the things that you hope that will happen as a result of this crisis, this collapse a couple years ago, is maybe we as Americans will learn something and amend our ways. Data in the area of credit card and debit card companies indicate that that is indeed happening. In fact, we're seeing an explosion in the use of debit cards.